Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. You know, computers make it so easy for us to type quickly and press send. Maybe a little too easy. We get excited about something and we want to respond immediately. Ditto for when we're angry, and there's enough on the internet to keep us boiling for years to come. Whether you're blogging, using Twitter, or emailing, there are professional provocateurs just waiting to pounce. These are people who create conflict for the sake of conflict itself. Or maybe they're just angry, unhappy people. Responding hastily to their bitter messages only escalates the conflict. It does nothing to make you look better. So it's best just to ignore these types. But what if the thing that made you angry comes from a non-hostile source? If you type up a response that includes loaded words like stupid, or could even be interpreted as being unkind, you just come across looking bad. Not only that, but you end up hating yourself for stooping so low. And deep regret is harder to live with than anger. Regret means you lost control. Never respond in anger. When you discover someone or something that makes you angry or frustrated, pause. Take a deep breath or count to 10. Do whatever works to lower your blood pressure. One of my favorite things to do when I want to lash out is to type up a response in a document file. I let everything out, and I can use any kind of language I want. But here's the secret. I don't send it. In fact, I don't usually want to send it. I've expressed myself in words and that's enough. Try it sometime. After you've unloaded your feelings onto paper or into the computer, step away from what you've written. Take a walk or work on something else. You need distance, the kind of distance that only time can provide. When you return, you'll have a better perspective for how to respond or whether to respond at all. Know this, responding in anger only makes you look bad. Think about this. Has there been a time in the past when you wished you had just kept quiet? Do this. When something you've read makes you angry or frustrated, take a deep breath. If you need to, write out your response, but never send it. Take the time to distance yourself from the situation so that you can look at it more objectively. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the free weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.